Blog Talk Radio.
Today we premiere a new album, we play a new song, and we talk with fresh rising talent. Mitre, Nova Lima, and Matt LeGrand join us. It's Music Friday Live. From Los Angeles, California, the music capital of America, it's Music Friday Live. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. This is your show. Our guests are here to talk with you, so call in 347-215-7511 or email us. Email us at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. Well, I want to play a little bit of a new song that has just been released. This is El Cayón, obviously my Spanish lessons aren't working too well. So why don't I just let our guest introduce it. Hello there.
Hello.
Mitre.
Hello.
Hello, Mitre. Well, obviously, Mitre's cell phone connection is not that good. Maybe we'll get him back. In the meanwhile, I want to play a little bit of El Cayón de Besa.
Ella guardó en secreto su amor más allá de la vida. Y él se quedó abrazando el balcón contra viento y espinas. Y es que algo pasó, alguien más decidió terminar con su suerte. Y hoy en pausa sus labios se siguen buscando más allá del amor. En el callejón del beso, dos amantes se juraron quererse para siempre, amarse sin final.
That's El Callejón de Besa. That's, as many of you from Mexico know, that's based on a Mexican legend from Guanajuato, and that has just been released by Mitre, which is the duo of Luis Mitre and Andy Sandoval, and it's now available everywhere, and I just wanted to let you all know about that. They were going to try to be with us this morning. Obviously, they couldn't make the connection, so we wanted you to hear a little bit of it anyway. You can stream it. You can download it. You can go to their website. That's mitremusic.com, mitremusic.com, or you can stream it on Spotify. So that's El Callejón de Beso, the Alley of Kisses. All right, we're going to take a quick break to welcome in our affiliate radio stations. And when we come back, Nova Lima is here with their new album. You are going to love this.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Well, I'm back. I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, host of Music Friday Live, welcoming our listeners on the CyberStationUSA.com network and their radio affiliates, the BlogTalkRadio.com network and all of their affiliates, and also our listeners in England who will be listening to us tomorrow on the Artistic Echoes network. So if you have questions or comments for our guests, call us at 347-215-7511 or email your questions, musicfridaylive@gmail.com. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, I know many of you do, go ahead and email your questions anyway. Well, when you listen to the songs of Noma Lima, you are listening to histories. You are listening to histories of many different peoples, of many different musics, of many different places, which may be why, when you listen to the music of Noma Lima, it sounds both familiar and exotic at the same time. The rhythms are familiar to your muscles, as if they're sort of embedded in your DNA, but the stories told in the lyrics and in the melodies light up your mind with curiosity and wonder at new and undiscovered things. Today, Noma Lima celebrates 15 years of creating wonders and dance with their new album, Chuse, which, like all of their music, bridges cultures and genres and generations. And we are very proud that Grimaldo del Solar, one of the founders, is with us today. And we're going to premiere songs from the albums, and maybe he'll tell us a few of the stories about their histories and some of the ideas about their future. Grimaldo, welcome to Music Friday Live.
Hi, thank you.
And thank you for calling from Peru. What time is it in Peru right now?
1 p.m., so I think we're an hour earlier.
Oh, okay, so not so bad. Well, first of all, let me say it's an honor to have you today and to help
you
launch this new album. You know, we've been listening to this album all week here in the studio, and we've been listening to your other albums too, right? Ever since you played in L.A., I wasn't able to go, but some of the other people in the studio here were, and they all came back sort of raving
nice.
And bubbling.
This last show, past month?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And this album is a little different than some of the music in the past. It brings in some of the music of the Andes as well as the Southern Coast. What led you to explore the Andean music?
I mean, something we hadn't actually planned, but after producing 4 or 5 Afro-Peruvian albums or that have the Afro-Peruvian sound very deep into it, we were wanting to try some new stuff, you know. We were kind of like, okay, how can we do another new album of the same type of rhythms and stuff? So that's where, without planning it, we decided to see, okay, let's start experimenting with other stuff, you know, and that's basically how we started trying things with instruments and musicians from other parts of Peru. You know?
Well, it's really wonderful, and I want to give our audience a little sample here. So here is Erahia. Now, the title of that song is Heresy in English. What's heretical about that song?
Actually, what it's trying to say is how in the past, when the Africans were brought to Peru, well, and all America, actually, to work as slaves, they prohibited using drums and doing African music, the Spanish people. So, they will tell all these things were heresies, you know. All these songs they sing, they're from the devil. And these rhythms they play, they're from the devil. So that's basically the theme of this song, no?
Well, I like their devil, right?
Yeah, me too.
Now, the combination of the instruments there is really complex, and I've been listening to it for a while. Do I hear a cajon in there?
Yes, definitely. There's cajon, there's the cowbell, and there's there's a few touches of this instrument we use, which is the donkey jaw, which is actually a real donkey jaw.
Sure, I know that one.
And it also has some Colombian influence. There's this guy from Colombia, Esteban Copete, playing the marimba. So gives a little different feel on the song. No?
Right, okay. I recognize the jarocho from the music of Mexico, of Veracruz, but I didn't get to the marimba. Interesting. That's lots and lots of fun.
Yeah.
Now
that's from the north coast, Pacific north coast of Colombia.
Of Colombia,
they use a lot of marimba.
And then
it
migrated down to Veracruz in Mexico and is part of the Veracruzian music too.
Yes,
you know,
you will find it all around South America, no? Because it was an African influence wherever they brought these instruments. No?
You know, maybe we should stop for a second and kind of tell our listeners a little bit about the musical histories, because they may not know about Peruvian history. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but slaves were brought to Peru from Africa and Brazil in the 1500s. They were freed by Jose de San Martin, but Afro-Peruvians have kind of remained an underclass even today until 2011, when the first Afro-Peruvian minister was appointed, Susana Baca, a famous singer, which I think kind of opened up many people around the world to Afro-Peruvian culture. Have I got it about right there?
Yeah, she's it's the first international artist that took Afro-Peruvian music around the world. No, she's considered one of the world music divas, let's say. No, and so she was the first one to take around this Afro-Peruvian music. Actually, she was signed by David Byrne.
Oh,
David
really?
David Byrne came to Peru. Yeah, he came to Peru back like 15 or 20 years ago when he was doing these compilations in his label Luaca Bop. He did a few in Brazil, and then he came to Peru and did one compilation about Afro-Peruvian music, a lot of traditional Afro-Peruvian music, and that's where he met Susana Baca. And he actually signed it.
Yeah.
And they took her to New York and produced a very nice album, you know, like international sound and a nice world music album, and that's how her career started.
Do you know her? Has she influenced your music?
Yes, definitely. I mean, when we started Nova Lima, I was listening to a lot of Susana Baca albums, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to assume that your music is part of the movement for a full place in Peruvian society for Afro-Peruvians, just because you opened us up to their culture so nicely. And I want to play some more of it, too. This is, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm studying Spanish, but I don't get the pronunciations easily. This is El Regalo, is that right?
El Regalo, which means the gift.
Okay, all right, let's listen to a little of it.
Okay.
As you said, that means gift in English, but the tone and the melodic feel of that song is kind of aggressive and determined. So what's the gift you're singing about there?
I mean, the song talks about what actually happened to us as Nova Lima. No? We created this project without expecting anything. And suddenly it became internationally known, and this gave us the opportunity to travel around the world for touring and meet a lot of new cultures, new people, new places, new musicians. And so for us, that was a gift, you know, and it talks about all this experience we had and all this gift we got, you know.
Okay. Oh, and now you're giving them back to us, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I love it.
And this song, yeah, actually, the singer, the vocalist, is a guest. She's a young, very young, 20, I think she's 22 or something like that, singer from a psychedelic cumbia band that we met around. And actually, she was telling us she was a fan of Nova Lima since she was 10 years old. And now we call her to record on this song. We wanted a vocalist. I mean, we were working on the song. And we wanted something different on the singing, something harder, as you said, you know. So we met her somewhere around and listened to her and said, this is perfect for this song. So we invited her to the studio.
Great choice. And she is perfect for the song, too. Let me remind our listeners that we are talking with Grimaldo of Nova Lima. And you can talk with him, too. You can call us. 347-215-7511, or you can email. Actually, some of you have already emailed, so why don't we go to the emails? We have an email here from Rachel in Los Angeles, and Rachel wants to know, do you use congas or any other Cuban-influenced instruments?
Yes, definitely. Congas we use a lot. I mean, almost every song. I mean, this last one we heard, the Regalo, has no congas, but most of our songs we use congas, no? Congas in the Afro-Peruvian percussive ensemble, let's say, the main instruments are the cajon, the congas, and the cowbell. And then they add smaller percussions like the donkey jaw and the cajita, which is a small box that you open and close, and it sounds, makes rhythms. No? But the conga is something that we use a lot.
Interesting. I've never seen that particular instrument. I'm going to have to go back and look really closely at your videos.
Yeah, we use it a lot live, so you will see it.
Okay. What's it, how's it pronounced again? What's the name of it?
La cajita. Cajita. Caja, it's a box.
The
cajita
box, yeah.
Is a small box. Yeah,
okay,
the small
cajita.
Box. Actually, it's a wooden small box that you hang it, and you can open and close a cover, which makes sounds, and you also have a stick, which you kick it on the side, so you make rhythms with that. And it's
okay.
Interesting because this instrument started, this little box was the ones they were used in churches to collect the money. And these African slaves living in Peru, they were prohibited to use drums and stuff, so they started creating or inventing or using normal things to do music. This is how the cajita became an instrument, and the donkey jaw became an instrument, and the cajon actually became an instrument. It was a wooden box they used to collect harvest. So at night, they will gather and use this wooden box to do rhythms and play music because they were not permitted to have drums, you know.
Interesting. Wow. That's why I love to do this show, because I learned so many wonderful things. Miguel, 45, in New York City, wants to know, what is your – he must be a musician – what is your rhythm signature?
It depends on the song, but in Afro-Peruvian music, we use a lot of 6/4. Especially on some styles like landos are usually on 6/4, no? And a lot are on, when you cut it, they're not like I don't know how you say it in English, but they're more, the rhythms are on triplets. So
yeah, I know it.
Taka,
yeah.
Taka, 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 taka. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Most of them, no? Most African music actually is like that. No?
Yeah, I play the cajon myself, and I've kind of learned to do triplets, so I know what you mean by those.
Yeah, I mean, people that we come from rock and roll, it's hard to change the chip, you know?
It is. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 is a lot different than 6/4. Simplex in Los Angeles wants to know, how many people in the band? Is it always the same number, or does it contract and expand?
I mean, we usually are between 7 and 8, okay? We used to be 9. When we started playing live band, and one of the guys unfortunately passed away a few years back. And anyway, we decided that it sounded better with 8 people, so we kept the 8 people. And then sometimes, depending of where we go and if everybody can make it, we are 7 or 8. But that's usually what you get.
You know, I know a number of other bands that are large, like that, 7 or 8 people, and they travel around. And of course, everybody has their own individual life. And for our listeners, let me say, and you can comment on this, it's not always easy to get everybody together for a tour, is it?
No, it's really, I mean, even just to schedule a rehearsal in Lima, it's really complicated. I mean, imagine trying to take 8 people around the world. I mean, once you start touring, you learn that every additional guy you add to the crew, it's a big, big problem and a lot of extra money.
No, I mean, a lot of extra money.
Even if you want to take a guy for lights, or I mean, usually we travel with at least with a sound engineer.
Yeah.
Then if we can make it, we take a tour manager, and then if we can make it, we take a lightning guy and a VJ. So when we have the money and we can make it, we actually travel 12 people. No?
Wow.
But if not, we're 7 or 8. No, but it gets really complicated once you add more people to a touring band.
You know, when I was in Peru about 5 years ago, I often encountered small groups playing music in the markets and in the squares. Now, I know you and the other 3 people who founded Nova Lima, you are actually in different cities sharing files. But have any of the members of the band played in markets and squares and streets as part of their musical past?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we are all Peruvian, and we all used to live in Lima before we started Nova Lima. But when we started this project, but different issues in life, we were all living abroad and in different cities. That's how we started.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we released the second album, Afro, we signed that album in England, where Rafael was living. And the label told us, okay, so when does the tour start? And we were like, tour? There's no band, you know, this is a studio project. That's how we started. So then we decided, okay, let's put together a band. So we called a lot of the musicians that had recorded on the album, and that's where we put together the first 9-piece band. Right?
Oh.
And we started rehearsing and started touring.
Oh.
And part of the people, I mean, a lot of the musicians come from a more traditional Afro-Peruvian music. So these are the guys that used to playing like old traditional Afro-Peruvian music places,
yeah.
Like they're called peñas, and a lot of places on the streets and things like that. No.
Okay. Well, I want to play, let's play the title song, and correct me if I'm not pronouncing it right. It's Chusay?
It's actually called Chusay.
Chusay, okay.
Because
A
in Spanish, it's not A, but it's A, no, Chusay. Yeah.
Right, okay, here we go.
Actually, that's not Spanish, it's Quechua.
What was that? What'd you say?
That is the lyrics and the name is not Spanish, it's Quechua, which is the language of the Incas.
Right. And when I was in Peru, I encountered a lot of it, particularly when we were down in the Amazon. But here it is.
Yeah.
I love the not only the voice, but the percussion in that. I can tell that the cone seems like it's the main tempo driver there, and a hi-hat hitting triplets and cowbells, and you got all sorts of things going on, and you do it so well. Can you give us a little explanation of what is in a song like that? Do you start off with a rhythm? Do you start off with an African influence? Do people get together and say, let's try to do this and something new? I mean, how does that something like that get put together?
Okay. Actually, this song is the first Andean experiment we did. As you can listen, it has some African influence on it, but it's mainly Andean music, okay? And it actually started, we recorded this traditional Andean band, which uses violence, and it's just violence, and actually what you listen there is violence. So actually we recorded this little band, and then we sampled a violin part, which is actually the main thing you start listening on the top. So that's mm-hmm. where we started the mm-hmm. song. We had that Andean vibe with the sound of old violins and kind of detuned things, you know. And then I started creating a beat over that. Actually, this song doesn't have a cajon. What you will listen in African percussions, you have the donkey jaw and the cajita, the small box, which sounds kind of like a cajon, you know, because it's a wooden thing.
Okay. Okay.
And we started creating that beat. And once we had that, we started saying, okay, what type of vocal or what singer do we put on this song, you know? And that's when I started researching, and I found this Peruvian singer that actually sings in Quechua, she's like a opera singer, but in Quechua, an Andean style. I don't know if you know this old, very known singer we had called Ima Sumac.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. This is a new Ima Sumac, man. She sings like that. She has she's really, really low. She can get really, really low and like really, really high, man.
Yeah.
So once I met her, I said, this is a perfect singer. And so we brought her into her studio. We started composing stuff together and she recorded this thing. And then I was like, yeah, it's nice, but it would be nice to have maybe a rapper or something to change the vibe on it. And we found this guy that raps in Quechua, which I didn't know it existed.
Wow.
Actually, it's pretty new. He's like a pioneer here. And we found him, we invited to the studio, and he's really good, man. And now he's becoming kind of famous because he has this idea of reviving Quechua language to the new generations,
wow.
Which actually is being lost. So he's probably the only Quechua rapper in Peru, no?
I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed. Well, we're almost out of time, but I want to play one more of your songs, La Envidia. Here we go. We just pretty much are out of time, but real quickly, you have a show tonight in Peru where you're launching the album with all these people. Quickly tell us about it.
Yeah, we're doing a show here in Lima to celebrate the release of the album. And the good thing when we do shows in Lima is that we could actually invite all these people that we invite for the album to do it live. You know? So it's a pretty nice show. That's something we can't do when we tour, because we can't take so much people, but it's going to be really nice because it's the first time we do live all these songs with a real vocalist and everything, so it's going to be really nice.
That's almost worth the airfare and the time to go to Lima. If I had the weekend off, I'd do it. All right, well, we are out of time, but I want to make sure that all of our American fans know where to get the album. So where do you want to send them to listen to your new songs?
Okay, well, if you want streaming, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, and you can also buy it in iTunes, Amazon Music, Beatport. So basically all the online stores, either streaming or buying, you'll find our music, no? And this new album.
Cool. Okay, and please, when you set up another tour, come back to Los Angeles. I know we're 10 hours away, but, you know, we're worth it, too.
Usually we go to Los Angeles every time we go to the U.S. We've had great shows there.
Well, since this is the second largest Spanish-speaking city in the world, it's probably a good market for you, too. All right.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, for making the call, and I don't need to wish you good luck on the album because I know it's going to be another big hit, but I just want to remind people that Nova Lima, follow them at www.novalima.net. Thanks again, Grimaldo.
Thank you for the interview, and please enjoy the album and the music.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break right now, and I believe that Mitre and Andy Sandoval will be with us. In the meantime, I'm going to let you listen to a little bit more of La Envidia. That was La Envidia. You know what? I think our guest Mitre are on the line. Let's see. Hello, Mitre. Hello, Mitre.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andy?
Yeah,
we're still... Andy?
Yeah, this is Andy, but I'm still waiting on Luis.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead anyway because we are on a schedule here, and I wanted to let everybody know that you've got a fantastic new song out, and we've been listening
Thank
to it
you.
And watching your video, El Callejón de Beso, the Alley of the Kiss, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got my Spanish right.
Better. I like it, yeah. El Callejón de Beso, thank you so much. We're so glad that you like it. Yeah, El Callejón de Beso means the Alley of the Kiss, which talks about this legend in Mexico, about this, like, it's basically a Romeo and Juliet story in the Mexican version of it. So this song was beautifully crafted and written by my partner, Luis. And he brought the essence of the song and the callejón, the alley per se, to life with this story that talks about this tragic love, right? So you can also see that in the, it also like talks about this phase of love, because that's what we talk about in the album, which explores like eight different phases.
Well, let me say,
love,
and
right?
First of all, is Mitre there? Is Luis?
Hi, Patrick.
Luis?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Luis. Yay, you're here. Let me say, as I told Andy, we've been listening all week, and this is, you two have incredible voices. It's just the way your voices meld is remarkable. And the video is also amazing, and it's really perfect for the love story that she was telling me about, using swingers, people swinging in the air. Whose idea was that?
Well, first of all, as Andy was telling you, this is a very famous love story in Mexico. It's like the Romeo and Juliet from Mexico. So it's very, very well known. Like every Mexican knows about this story. Like, we wanted to make our own version of it. Like, it doesn't necessarily has to be like the physically Ali represented on the video, but you can see like these dancers are representing the love story of El Callejón del Beso. As you see, as the video evolves, the story evolves on the video, they, at the end, they die. But the love transcends the death itself. So when we talk with Luis Guizar and Pete Galindo, Luis Guizar is the director of the video and Pete Galindo is the producer in Civic Center Studios, they capture our idea as well, because they both are from Mexican origin, so they know the story very well. And Gizar came with this idea about having the dancers doing the story as we were kind of telling it, singing. So we think that it's very, very beautiful what we accomplished, and also very refreshing. It's our own version of this legend of Mexico.
Well, it works very well, and I'm not surprised that Peter was involved in it. I know Civic Center Studios very well, and you got yourself a great producer. So we played the song earlier in the show, and we told our listeners about it, but real quickly, where should they go to get their own copy or to stream it?
Yeah, you can find it everywhere online. You can find it on iTunes. It's also on Amazon and Spotify, also Apple Music. But you can go to our YouTube channel and you can watch the video also. And if you want to know more about like all of our like our other videos and when the more music will be coming out soon, you can follow us at Mitre Music.
Okay, and when more music comes out soon, let me know. We're going to have you on for a full interview. And also, when you play live, do you have any live concerts coming up?
Yes, we do. But here in LA, we are going to release the album on November the 2nd. And we are planning a theatrical show with lots of characters and actors on scene. It's going to be like a kind of Cirque du Soleil, Mexican Cirque du Soleil.
Wow.
You are kind of familiar with our shows, but this one is going to be bigger and brighter and more colorful. So it's going to be terrific. As Andy said, just follow us on social media and you'll see what's coming up.
I will be there. Thank you both very much, and I'm looking forward
Thank
to
you.
It because this is going to be so much fun, I can tell. All right, we have to take a break right now, and when we come back, Matt LeGrand is going to be with us, so stay tuned.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA, always on the go.
And it's Patrick O'Heffernan. I'm back again. I'm your host here at Music Friday Live. And I want to welcome all of our listeners again in the CyberStationUSA.com network and all the radio stations affiliated with them and the BlogTalkRadio.com network. And also, you know, we're going to be heard in England tomorrow on the Artist Echoes network. So hi to everybody in England, and I'm really glad you're listening. If you listened 3 years ago, we had a young man on the show Matt LeGrand. He was a guest back in 2015, just after he debuted his song Spring Break Girl. A lot has happened since then, including developing a following of 80,000 on his Instagram and 10,000 on his Twitter feed, many more songs, and of course, the famous LeGrand Girls fans. Well, he's a multi-instrumentalist whose music has been produced by some of the best in the business. He's also a very, very hardworking artist, showing his Chicago roots. He's recently released two more songs, All Good, last year with a video, and then this summer he released 12 a.m., and I believe that's actually 12:00 a.m. We'll find out when he's here. With music, he's got musical and songwriting chops and good looks. It's no wonder he's making audiences happy everywhere, which I recall from his last time he was here was what he said he really wanted to do. Matt, welcome back to Music Friday Live.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Patrick. Wow, it's really been 3 years. That's insane. I remember you very well. I think you were my first ever time on live radio. So I remember going away from that call very excited and telling my mom. But yeah, it's been wow. It's been 3 years. Well, and you are correct, sir. A lot has changed. Again, my name is Matt LeGrand, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'm a recording artist, and I have definitely fallen into the right hands since 3 years ago. I'm working side by side with a Reed brother, so that's never too bad.
Let me ask you. We've been following you, and we've been watching your video and listening to your music, and it seems like your music has changed. It seems like it's more electronic, it's more urban, it's more gritty. You've added some tattoos apparently too. Your vocal range has gotten wider, and your songwriting is more sophisticated. So what have you been up to since we talked last that has allowed you to grow this way?
You know, I really had to take some time for myself, and I never like to say it, but, you know, begin the journey within. I had to really just go within myself and, find my core values. And before all of this, I wanted to be strong with myself and really discover who I am as an artist. And I believe last time we talked, you know, it was such a different time. And, the music has changed, and I love the direction that it's going in. I'm behind everything. I know exactly what's going on. And also with the care of Mr. Bryant Reed, it's just been an absolute wonderful 3 years. The amount of love that we've gotten from both of my releases, That's All Good and 12 a.m., has just been phenomenal. And we're only hoping for more. And the 12 a.m. video just got premiered yesterday, and God, it was wonderful, wonderful day. So a lot has been going on, yes.
Well, I know that you're working on an album with a wide range of songs, styles in a Caribbean and acoustic and dance and urban. Have you been road testing some of those songs in front of live audiences and doing a lot of live shows?
You know, we haven't yet. We've just been going around the country and really kind of doing trial and error tests of. In the studio of if these songs kind of fit my voice or if we want to use them. And that's kind of been the recent months. We have not gone out and tested them live yet. I did just do a performance to premiere my song 12 a.m. or 12:00 a.m. I just did a performance in New York. We did the premiere for a great new public relations firm. It's called Impact PR. They just opened up their business, and they were having a launch event, and I was the entertainer. So we got to premiere that, and, you know, we haven't tested the new ones, but we are working on an EP that should be coming around October. And yeah, the amount of variety, that's why I'm so excited for this album. It's really going to be based on diversity and kind of stepping into unknown territories, because that's exactly what I've done. And to get back to your point of what have I done the past 3 years, I've really opened up my mind, and I've stepped into unknown areas. And although they're very scary at first, you know, you got to just jump in and figure out how to swim. And that's the only way to expand your comfort zone. So, yeah, this album is going to be very special. It's my first one ever. So just that alone makes it extremely special. But, yeah, we're going to have a variety of new and upcoming producers, and also very experienced veterans as well. So, yeah, I'm extremely excited for it. Yeah.
Well, let's play that song, and so it's 12:00 a.m. Here it comes.
1-2-0-0-A-N. We'll be going. 1-2-0-0-A-N. In the morning. In the morning. All day.
We were talking offline there, and our guest Matt told me that he's gained in wisdom, knowledge, and tattoos. So we're going to talk about that a little later. But anyway, Matt, this is dance music, and it's got a great video that goes with it. Videos. I understand you haven't released that video yet. Is that correct?
Actually, has just been released today. Yesterday was the premiere. Celebmix.com. One wrote a wonderful article on it, and they're just such a good, a great blog that's on our side. But it is released now, and it's okay. Open to the public.
Okay. You know, and watching you in that video, I mean, obviously you've got the beautiful women with you, but it seems like you really love to dance, don't you?
You know, I do, and it's it's been a long road with dancing, because I really fought with it for years. I really didn't like it. And once I kind of, you know, opened up my mind to it, and cause I come from, I was a rebel in high school, and I listened to heavy metal and hard rock, and that's it. So I started in really punk heavy metal bands, which might surprise some people, but, you know, I really had to open up my mind to it. And once I did that, I found so much fun in it. So much fun. So yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite activities to do now. And I do it about 3 times a week. I just go like a regular student in class, and I practice. Yeah.
Well, it shows. I mean, the joy in that video, I can tell. There's not a director over there yelling at you, look happy. I mean, you're happy, right? So it really
yeah,
does show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when we talked last, you said you were dabbling in a number of different instruments, but you were focusing on the piano. So are you really deep into the piano now?
You know, I always go back and forth with piano, because I always feel like I want to learn how to read music, but that's not how I really learned how to play piano. I just picked it up by ear, and you know, I know my chords, and I could fiddle my way around piano. You know, I can write some music and stuff, and I would say, yeah, I have kind of, I have taken it more seriously. I've taken it a lot more seriously, actually. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm better than I was 3 years ago, but.
Of course you are.
I'm definitely still playing, and I'm enjoying it. It's not my first instrument of choice, but yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Do you play electric piano?
Yep. Right now I just have an electric setup. I have a Casio.
An 88.
I do that, and a lot in my. It is a. Let me see. I have it right here because I'm in my studio. It is a CDP 120 Casio.
All right.
It's beautiful.
Because I know somebody's going to email in and ask about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you've released another song that I want to play, and this is All Good.
Now, keeping my emotions down. I know you said you need time alone, that you don't need me around. But you know I like to check up on you, even though you told me not to worry about you. I know you're feeling good, but I feel for you. Since you walk around my life, I'm all good, all good. Cause I know I did the best that I could. Now there ain't no going back. It's all good, I'm fine with that. Girl, do you, I'm doing me. I'm all good, all good, all good.
Nicely done. I really like the way that has been produced. And I understand you do a lot of your own production. In fact, you're talking to us from your studio right now with your computer and your piano. Did you produce that one, or did you have help on that?
No, that was a collaboration. Yeah, a great team in Atlanta. We kind of just stumbled upon that song. It was kind of funny because Bryant Reed and I had gotten invited to a studio. To kind of have like a listening session for my project specifically, and we got played a ton of different songs, and we just had a feeling that in the studio there was going to be something good to come out of it. So we listened to all the songs and we had great conversations and stuff, and when we were about to leave, this song All Good was just playing in the background. The producer of it, Patrick Collier, he was just pulled it up and was working on it very silently. And as we were about to walk out the door, I kid you not, we were stopped in our tracks, and we had to ask what that was because it just caught us right away. So we ended up just listening to it a bunch and recording it right on the spot. Yeah.
And it worked. All right. Let me remind our audience, we're talking with Matt LeGrand about his new songs and the possible album coming up. If you're a fan or a LeGrand girl or anybody listening and you want to talk to him or email him, please do so, 347-215-7511, or email us, musicfridaylive@gmail.com. And we actually do have some emails from fans here, so let's go to those. Petra in Los Angeles says, will you ever play here in Los Angeles? P.S. I love the new video. Boy, she got out there fast. You going to play in L.A.?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, I love that name, Petra. It's a beautiful name. But, of course, I'd love to go to Los Angeles. I've already been there a couple times to do some recording. So I think live shows in Los Angeles are right around the corner. And thank you for the compliment about the video. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Okay, all right. We have one here from Melinda, who's also seen the new video. She said she wants to know, do you ever dance one-on-one with girls? And I think she means like waltzes and foxtrots and, you know, the kind where you hold the button.
Yes, I have. Salsa dancing, but I'm not good at all. So I expect the girl that I'm dancing with to be much better than I am at salsa dancing so they could teach me.
Well, if you come out to L.A., you'll learn how to dance salsa, let me tell you, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's my next engagement right there. I got to pick that up.
Julie Girl in Hollywood wants to know, why did you decide to get all those tattoos? I knew we'd get to the tattoos eventually.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of them do have meaning, and they're really good, significant meanings. But after, I would say after like my seventh one, I just kind of started getting them because I just liked the look of them. And, I've just always liked the idea of tattoos. Like I said, in high school, I grew up in playing heavy metal, and which tattoos are extremely acceptable
in that
area.
That. Well, Matt, unfortunately, we are out of time, and we have come to the part of the show in which you tell our listeners where they should go to get your music.
Absolutely, yeah. So the 12 a.m. video just got released. That's on YouTube, but you can find everything. We just launched our new website, so it's called mattlegrandmusic.com. So please check that out. We're going to have T-shirts available, merchandise. And then my Instagram is where you can really get a hold of me and kind of direct message me and ask me any questions, and that's at mattlegrandofficial.
Okay.
So mattlegrandmusic.com and at mattlegrandofficial.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us today, and I want to remind our audience you should follow him on his socials, particularly Instagram, mattlegrandmusic.com, and all that social media. Stream the new songs on Spotify, too. You'll love them. Well, you have been listening to Music Friday Live with Patrick O'Heffernan from CyberStation USA, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and our radio affiliates, and also in England. Like our Facebook page, follow our Twitter feeds, get real-time updates on our guests. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. Download this and other Music Friday Live programs at blogtalkradio.com, or, you can always get us as a podcast on iTunes, too. Tune in next week. Next week, we're going to have Anita Asoya. Ooh, that's going to be fun. And also, Laura Saggers, and she's got a great new album out called Chasing Dreams, and we have one of the very few limited edition copies because it's not actually out yet. So check our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we will update you on our guest. We're going to leave you now with one of Matt's other songs. This is Who, and have a great musical weekend.
Lose your people, oh, yeah. Whoever he is.